This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's halftime. It's 2 hours down and two more to go. Shep and I have had a conversation at halftime about what we're going to do for the remaining 2 hours, and we got a good game plan. We don't have to alter a damn thing that we planned from pregame. If you missed the first 2 hours, it's simple. You can hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. Shout outs to everybody listening there. Thank you to everyone tuned in on our many CBS Sports Radio affiliates. Baltimore, Chicago, Miami. Shout outs to all my friends listening here in Atlanta, Georgia. We're not going to have an AFC championship game. Sorry. Joe Burrow wants us to get our refunds. Sorry. I'm just trying to see more football. That's it. Sean Payton to interview with the Cardinals on Thursday. Yeah, not the Dallas Cowboys. And so, of course, we talked about the Cowboys, and we talked about the Buffalo Bills, and we'll get to the positive things. We'll talk more about the 49ers and get to the Bengals. We'll get there. But we got to get the teams out the way that we won't discuss anymore after several days, for the most part. Buffalo Bills go down the tubes against the Bengals. Terrible. Jaguars, at least they got a bright future. We talked about the Cowboys hitting the skids here. Hey, Shep, in the break, actually went on Amazon because I know how to multitask.
No kidding.
Yeah, well, yeah, I can do a couple of things. And I guess these TVs are so inexpensive now. Yeah. People have no problem, you know, destroying them when their team loses.
JR, if I'm ever in a position in my life where financially and monetarily speaking, I can destroy a TV with no sweat, then you know I've made it. Because I don't know many people that can do that these days. More power to them. Wow.
Yeah, I ain't breaking no damn TV.
Damn right I'm not. You kidding
but
me?
But these guys, I got a guy on my Instagram story, at JR Sport Brief. Go look at it. Okay, fine. It's a smaller television. I don't know. It got to be, I don't know. What's small now? 27? Do they even make that? Yeah, it's a small TV. It's like 32 inches. Like, I'm looking at a TV on Amazon right now. It's a, I'm not going to say the brand, they ain't sending me no money. It's a 43-inch television for $224. Remember when these TVs came out, they were like thousands of dollars, these flat screens.
Yeah, I do remember that. I remember when flat screens actually was the mode of, you know, watching and consuming games. Now it's, honestly, JR, you know this, phone, tablet. Oh. Computer,
yeah, HD. Yeah. There's a 40-inch TV for $188. $199. Man, I haven't bought a TV in so long. I don't know. $169 for a 40-inch. Wow. Yeah. Well, I guess there's a 120-inch projection screen for $119. Wow. The TVs have gotten so inexpensive. And I'm just here on Amazon looking at 40-inch TVs, trying to understand why all these folks on the internet are so comfortable smashing their own television sets. Shep, did you see the guy who ripped the TV out the wall and took it into the garage and ran over it with his truck? Did you see that?
No, thank God. I did hear about a $2 million bet that a guy from Houston made on the Cowboys. Like James, like a mattress owner, I believe.
Mattress Mac.
Yes, I did. Yeah. I feel bad for that guy.
He sells, I believe, don't feel bad for him. I believe he sells furniture.
Right.
He is a multimillionaire many a times over. And so he's always betting on the championship games and playoffs. And he's just an old guy with money, and he's a well-known dude, Mattress Mac. So he spends the money because he has it. Don't feel bad for him. He ain't losing no money.
So he's Jerry Jones is what you're saying, who's definitely not losing any money.
Well, he ain't Jerry Jones, but he ain't going poor. He ain't going broke. Don't feel bad for Mattress Mac. Feel bad for these guys out here who are punching televisions. I guess they have a disposable income. I don't know, $250, $300, $200 just to throw away. Not me. If I bought it, I'm keeping it. Or I'm giving it away nicely. We got a lot of folks here on the lines. A lot of opinions about the Dallas Cowboys. Hopefully none of our callers have broke their own damn television set. That'd be terrible. Could have given that to somebody who doesn't have a TV set. Damn it. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. We got Dave calling from San Diego. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, JR, I'm going to make that analogy kind of like where you're going with this one. It's like Jerry Jones has all the toys. He's the kid that has all the toys in the world, and he gives his one toy that one kid wants to play with, and the kid just breaks it. And does that make sound familiar? I mean, the kid did that in Green Bay with us. I mean, does he not know that kid's going to break everything he's got?
You're talking about Mike McCarthy breaking toys.
Breaking toys. He's breaking Jerry Jones's toys, and Jerry Jones trusted him, and you know,
does he?
I mean, I agree with you both. Both of them need to be responsible for what happened yesterday. I mean, McCarthy did that to us a couple of years, you know, after the Super Bowl, we could add our back to back. But no, he wanted to do clock management his way. And, you know, it's just like the Chargers, you know, they can't figure out the clock time.
Whoa. Well, and the Chargers have gone through quite a few coaches already here. But you understand that being out in San Diego. So I won't, beat that into the ground. My apologies for Mr. Staley and Mr. Lynn.
My first is Packers, and then it goes to that so-called team that was here. So, you know.
The Los Angeles Chargers.
I'm not even going to give them that compliment.
Yeah,
right? I'm down to one team now, so that's where I'm from. Yeah. I just happen to be lucky to be living in San Diego, and that team was here, and you know, I love the game so much.
You know who helped usher those teams into Los Angeles, right?
Yeah, unfortunately, I do.
Yeah, his name is Jerry Jones. Hey, Dave, thank you for calling from San Diego.
Yep, thank you. Bye.
No doubt about it. Yeah, Jerry Jones is like the biggest cheerleader getting those teams into L.A. so there's more revenue sharing. Of course there is. What a guy. Jerry Jones is the most powerful dude in the NFL, sans Roger Goodell. Jerry Jones wants to chop Roger Goodell's salary down. Come on, Jerry Jones isn't all, I thought I saw a put it tat. That's not all he does, man. Guy's out there getting that cash. He can't make up his mind when it comes to football decisions. Like Mike McCarthy saying that, Mike knows he's not going to be coach forever. We have other candidates here who can do the job. And then last night, Jerry Jones is asked about Mike McCarthy and if he's going to return. And Jerry Jones, he didn't waste any time saying, yeah, he'll be back. No. We ain't moving on from him. Listen to this.
Jerry, you said before the Tampa Bay game that nothing that happened that night could impact your thoughts on head coach Mike McCarthy. Does a result like this change anything in your mind with him?
No, not at all.
Okay, no. Not at all. The guy's an egomaniac. 855-212-4CBS. James is here from Alabama.
Yeah, I was just going to say real quick, I put the game on Dak because, I mean, when the defense plays as good as they did and held McCaffrey and Deebo Samuel as well as they did, you'd expect your quarterback to do more than he did and not turn it over the way he did. But you were talking about NBA fights, and I was just saying Aaron Aflalo and Nemanja Bjelica got into a fight where you, like, put him in a chokehold or something like that. Okay. I don't know if you remember that one. But that
no,
was
I don't. I'd have to go to YouTube. I don't remember. Who's the last guy you mentioned?
Nemanja Bjelica. I think he was on the Warriors last year. But when it happened, God. It was the Magic and Timberwolves a few years ago.
People watched the Magic and the Timberwolves from a few years ago?
They watched that fight. That was about it.
Oh, yeah, that's like watching those two teams a couple of seasons ago is like being in witness protection.
Yeah.
And nobody knows those guys. I got to look for it, though. I'm going to check it out, James. You like people fighting?
No, I don't. I just remember that, and I heard you talking about it.
Aaron Aflalo. I'm certain he hasn't been in the league in, I don't know, maybe about 4 or 5 years. I'm going to look that one up, okay?
All right.
All right. Thank you, James from Alabama. James is a fight fan. He's encouraging all of us to look up an NBA fight from two NBA teams that for the past several years have been irrelevant. Thanks. 855-212-4CBS. Tony's calling from Toronto.
Yeah, hi. I'm a Cowboys fan. And I'm going to say that Jerry Jones is one of the better owners in the NFL. We know from a business standpoint, he's probably the best. And I don't think all of the negatives that we hear about him and his interfering and acting as the general manager of the team are really any valid. It's all hearsay. I would like whomever is pointing fingers to make clear examples of what he did that we can say conclusively was a detriment to the club and their performance. And then, conversely, show me who is an owner that is better and why are they better in terms of the sport, the product on the field. I think that the negative talk about Jones, Mr. Jerry Jones, is not right. I think he's being stereotyped and labeled. The man owns the club. He can do what he wants. It's a business. He runs it as a business, and he also runs it as a hobby. And his hobby and his passion, he wants to win. I can only think of one mistake he ever made. I think he's confirmed. And that was ending his relationship with Jimmy Jones, the coach.
Jimmy Jones?
Yeah. That's the only one.
What?
Jimmy Johnson.
Oh, okay, yes, Jimmy Johnson. Here's the deal. There's nothing about hearsay when you look at the Dallas Cowboys record. It's nothing hearsay to look at their unconventional setup that they have and the lack of results since he's decided to have full control of the franchise and of the team. You mentioned Jimmy Johnson as being the only mistake that you see Jerry Jones having made over the past 30 years. There was absolutely no reason, if I want to look at recent memory, for this man to decide to hold on to Jason Garrett, who completely lost control of the team and didn't inspire or lead the actual team, didn't inspire the fan base, certainly. And that's one mistake. That's one mistake that took place 4 years ago, 3 years ago, when this man got the boot. Okay, if I want to look at an additional mistake of Jerry Jones, I don't have to look any further than how he handled Dak Prescott and his contract situation. At the time, he could have locked up Dak Prescott if he wanted to keep him. You know, we can look in the rearview mirror and go backwards about what he has done or not done over the past several years with the turnovers. He decided to play a game with Dak Prescott and then was forced to still pay him throughout the course of the injury to the tune of $40 million per. And so those are small instances. But what larger instance do you need to see? Hearsay. It's not looking at the Dallas Cowboys record and the results. Hearsay is not looking at, I believe at this time, 12 straight appearances without actually going to a conference game. It's not losing 7 straight divisional rounds. It's not so much about being the owner. It's that as the owner, he will not fire or remove himself as the general manager. That's the problem. That's not hearsay. That's not slapping a bad reputation on him. He runs and has an unconventional system that has yet to yield results, okay? This is not just a hobby for the man. This is a business for the man. He's in the business of making money and winning championships, and he has failed at one of the two. There ain't enough money for him to make that's going to change him winning a title. We can go back, man. Dallas Cowboys have been okay. And in the reality, if you want to go ahead and look all the way back to 1995, man, it's not like the Dallas Cowboys have been sterling. They've been mediocre. So let's pump the brakes here. They ain't on no New England Patriots-esque 20-year run. Oh, Jerry Jones. Oh, yeah, great businessman. One of the best owners. Yeah, resources. Oh, yeah, absolutely. But decision-making? No. There's a difference between Jerry Jones, the owner, and Jerry Jones, the GM. Patrick is calling from Illinois. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, can you hear me? I'm on speaker. I can turn it off.
Oh, I would absolutely love it if you do not stay
good.
On speaker.
I'm so glad to hear from you guys. Great conversation. Let me flip over. Here I am. I'm calling from Chicago, Park Ridge, Illinois. So to top off the Jerry Jones situation, I kind of want to mention in Virginia McCaskey. By the way, my hat's off to her, one of the oldest owners, and she's a huge football fan.
Yeah, she just
now
100.
When you talk, yeah. So when we talk about, you know, ownership with comp, you know, like anyone in the NFL, she's there. She's a huge fan. She diehard fan. But what control does she have compared to as a coach? You talk about Jerry Jones being controlled by people running this whole operation. Jerry Jones is kind of faded. She's kind of in the same boat.
No, I didn't say anything about Jerry Jones.
Not you. I just mean in general as like, okay, well, you know, you being an owner.
Well, no.
Anyone being an owner.
Yeah, well, let's. I hear what you're saying, but that's very vague. Me personally,
okay.
And I'm glad you corrected that. I didn't say anything about the man fading or being influenced. And to be honest, I haven't heard anything about Jerry Jones, quote unquote, fading or being influenced. He is 80 years old. He is making football decisions. And I have heard nothing about this man is, a little two steps away from being completely in his bed all day, you know? So make your point.
I don't think it's like that. I'm talking like, you know, as far as, you know, as you can make it this far in this league and be who you are to represent a team like that, when everyone kind of goes down to this playoff slug and we all sit here and we're like, oh, we lost this, you know, like everyone wants to sit here and go after, you know, ownership, coaching. Usually coaching is the first one off the block. But I'm just saying in general, like with the Bears, 100 years she's been in the league, where do you put the line as far as a chop block when you're an owner and you're not really running the team?
There's a difference here. As far as I know, her son ran the team after her pop passed away.
I give you
and
that.
they've had a management structure in place. Correct me if I'm wrong. I've never heard anything about her saying, oh, man, let's trade McMahon or let's bring in Cutler. There's people managing that. It's not Al Davis and, Jerry Jones here. There's a difference.
I was doing a comparison between the two, you know. I wasn't really trying to, like, shark both of them together. But
there
I was
isn't
just,
one.
In generally speaking, like, you know, as you get to that age, you're like, okay, who's really running the show?
I wouldn't compare because she's,
okay.
there's always been someone running the team, and she's just been now 100 years old, I guess, watching what she can stay awake for. I mean,
can I get
not
my Honey Bears back? That's all I asked for.
you may have to go back until the 80s, man. Good luck. How you feel about Fields? Is he your guy?
Oh, dude, he is my guy. And what the Bears do with the draft pick, it doesn't matter what they do. It's how they, you know, decide to build that team. It doesn't matter who goes, who stays. it's about our cap. And I just hope our management takes the best step.
I hope this Ryan is better than the old one, okay?
Hey, dude, no one, you cannot ask for anything less than Fields. That is the guy to go. He showed heart out there, so I'd never give up on that guy.
It's not about him. It's about who they decide to put around him. That's it. That's what it boils down to. And Ryan Poles pretty much said already, yeah, he needs to improve as a passer. And let's see if it happens. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Yeah, the Dallas Cowboys, you choke again. Meanwhile, you got a team like the Bengals. They're on the up and up. And who believed in them? Not the NFL. They were selling tickets to another game. I'm going to get some more of your calls, and we will hear from Joe Burrow on the other side of this break. I told everybody, hey, you tried to get a ticket to the AFC Championship game between the Bills and the Chiefs? I hope you get your damn refunds. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
And I have all the respect for you. First of all, JR, I appreciate you bringing the truth every night. I listen to you on my way back from work at this time.
Big fan. I just started listening to your show a few months ago, and I'm hooked, man.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, yeah, we've been talking about the Dallas Cowboys and we're going to get into the Bengals, a team that's actually winning, and we got a bunch of people on the phone lines. And we're going to talk about it all. Shep, I got a sidetrack here for a minute. Are you familiar with Larsa Pippen?
Unfortunately.
Oh, you do?
Yeah, she causes trouble.
Did you see the picture she took with Michael Jordan's son today?
What? I mean, there was a rumor not too long ago that she was with not Jeffrey, but Marcus, if I'm not mistaken.
Which kid it is?
Got it. Okay.
Like, come on. Which one? Like, doesn't matter, Michael. One of Michael Jordan's sons. He's of age, but he's probably in his 30s, right? It's
early 30s. So the son is the youngest is Jeffrey. He's born in 88, and then the second youngest is the only other son he's got, as far as I know, Michael Jordan. I won't go there. Second is born in 90, I believe. They both played at Central Florida.
Right, and they're not Michael Jordan.
Of course not.
One of them boys is dating Scottie Pippen's ex-wife.
Define dating.
Marcus Jordan.
No, I understand that.
They're in some type of relationship that apparently extends past going to Bible study or picking daisies.
Okay, so I was going to ask, is it an interaction in a relationship where it's a certain time of night and they do certain things, or are they out in the public enjoying each other's company for everyone to see?
I assume that it is a relationship. Now, it's more than a friendship. Let's put it that way. And so this was rumored from like last year. They were caught with pictures or photos, whatever, and then they denied it. And now we've gotten to a different point in time where they are openly embracing each other. And there was a photo that was recently posted where Marcus Jordan, the son of Michael Jordan, is here with Larsa Pippen, who I believe is north of 50. And they're taking a photo in front of a Michael Jordan 23 art piece. And I'm saying to myself, what the hell does Scottie... Can somebody check on Scottie Pippen? Like, is Scottie Pippen okay with this? His ex-wife is in a relationship with his ex-teammate. This is just weird. And she is about, she's about 50, 53, I think, and he's in his early, mid-30s, and she saw this dude when he was a kid.
She's a very spry 50-something-year-old, though, in fairness. Like 53 on her is not 53 for most people.
Surgery will do that for you.
Well, that's fair.
Wow. It's just weird, man. I get it. People with money do wild things and crazy things happen, and they're both adults, but it's just odd. Like, somebody check on Scottie Pippen. I don't know what he's doing. Larsa Pippen was tied into the musician Future. I don't know what she has, but a lot of people want it. Not me.
So, Jerry, if it's any consolation, I am verifying this right now. She is 48 years old.
Oh, she's 48.
Yeah.
Okay. 4 or 5 years off. Okay.
Right. I mean, JR, to me. Wait a minute.
Yes. Wait.
Yes.
Scottie Pippen Jr. plays for the Lakers.
Yes, he does.
Like, this is... Could you imagine if Kevin Garnett was in the NBA right now?
Right.
And he had to play Scottie Pippen Jr.?
Well, he suits up for the Lakers. He doesn't play for the Lakers.
Well, sure, but could you imagine what Kevin Garnett would be saying to this kid?
He'd be in that per kid's ear all day. Yes. That would not be good for anybody. I got to tell you something, JR. Listen, you're well aware of this. Everyone's well aware of this that follows sports, that's followed The Last Dance, etc. Michael Jordan and Scottie Pippen have had a very tumultuous and tenuous relationship. We're all well aware of that. There's a lot of jealousy with Pippen's contract and Jordan not going to bat for him and all that. But having said all that, they are arguably the best 1-2 combination in the history of professional basketball. And if you are Michael Jordan,
right,
you cannot, under any circumstance, endorse, cosign, and even be somewhat okay with your son dating and doing God knows what to your teammate's ex-wife.
Oh my God. Wait a minute. Doesn't Michael Jordan, he has a young spry wife, right?
Yes, but no, but you, like JR, if
she's
he goes
not
to
nobody's
Marcus,
ex, she's nobody's ex-wife.
I don't believe
daughter,
she's any, I don't believe she's anybody's ex.
Could you see this is almost like if, and I don't know, does Phil Jackson have kids?
Yes, he does.
Could you imagine if Michael Jordan dated Phil Jackson's daughter? That's 25 years old. Could you imagine that? I can imagine,
and I'm not being facetious when I say this, JR. I can imagine Michael Jordan dating his granddaughter.
Oh, yuck.
Well, no, because Phil Jackson's he's close to 80. His kid would actually be closer to Michael Jordan's age. Michael Jordan, this particular time in his life, he's not dating anybody close to his age.
Yeah, he's not. He's not. Married. He's married now.
To someone not his age, not even close to his age.
Well, you spend it if you got it, right?
Right. But JR, in all seriousness, though, Marcus is going to listen to Michael. If Michael says you can't, this is one woman you have to stay away from. This is not good for our family. It's not good for our brand. You can't do it.
Maybe Michael has no problem
with this whatsoever.
Maybe nobody has a problem with torturing Scottie Pippen.
In fairness, Pippen did a lot of torturing when he was on the court in the 90s. So maybe this is revenge because Pippen was underrated. He was. He never got his just due, ever.
Well, maybe Michael Jordan said, man, you signed a bum-ass contract and then you didn't want to play, so I'm going to let my kid date your ex-wife. So,
yeah. Man. Oh, man.
It's like 30 years retribution here. Hey, Marco Belletti, what do you think about this? This is a no-fly zone, right? You can't date the ex-teammate's ex-wife. You can't do that, right? The son, you can't do that.
You shouldn't, but I would put this more on her than him. I mean, you knew the kid when he was a baby. You babysat him. Now you're dating him 25 years later? That, to me, is on you. And, Shep, I hear you that you would listen to Jordan. This is a grown man, and that's not Michael Jordan. That's dad. He not listening.
Okay? Oh,
sorry. When you last time you listened to everything that your father said when you were 25 or 30 years old, I don't buy that.
You say don't touch that. You want to touch it some more, right?
And but you would look at it and go like, what the hell are you talking about? Like, I'm a grown man. I can do whatever I want.
Look at who you dating, Dad. Look what you're doing.
Right. When was the last time you talked to Mom? Like, what are you talking to me for? Ouch.
Wait, Jerry Marco. My dad and I love my dad. He has not given me and opened up the world to me the way that Michael Jordan has opened up the entire solar system to his son. Now, with all that being said, if my dad gave me a demand at 36 years old, it is to this day, yes, sir, you don't ever have to worry about that for one more second, Dad. That's a non-issue moving forward.
All right. I think that's unrealistic. Oh, so like I said, I think that's on. And I don't know her name. I don't remember. But like,
it's Larsa Pippen.
Larsa Pippen. There you go. Larsa. I mean, seriously, if you knew the kid when he was born and you helped babysit him when he was a 5-year-old, an 8-year-old, and you had the sippy cup and he spilled juice on your rug, you're telling me you're dating him now? Like,
now
that's on you.
They're spilling other things.
Yeah, that's on you. That's disgusting.
Yeah, Larsa Pippen is, well, she that tells you how much she can't stand Scottie Pippen. So what's next? Like, what can you do next to torture your ex-husband? Like, what is this? It's a damn shame. Anyway, I don't know what's worse, the Dallas Cowboys or Larsa Pippen. Just both will make you sick.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. Listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Thank you, man. We love you down here in Texas, okay, JR?
Hey, how you doing, man? I love your show. Love the topic.
Thank you. I will be listening again in the future. This is a great show.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
And shout-outs to my man, Lester. Appreciate you. And shout-outs to all my folks in Texas. Haven't been in Texas in, I don't know, a couple of months. It feels like a long-ass time. Anyway, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. We've been talking about the Dallas Cowboys and the Buffalo Bills, and I want to talk to you about Joe Burrow. We got plenty of time to talk about the winners this upcoming week, and the Eagles, the 49ers, the Bengals, obviously, the Kansas City Chiefs moving on over the Jacksonville Jaguars. And we got a lot of people on the line with a lot of opinions. And we even talked about Scottie Pippen's ex-wife dating Michael Jordan's son, who, by the way, just a little bit of clarification if you heard the last segment, his wife says that she only met Marcus Jordan, the son of Michael, 3 years ago. And so she says, we were not friends. I wasn't with him as a kid and as when he was a baby and all of this, so... You know, make of it what you was you will. 855-212-4CBS. Ricky's calling from Tyler, Texas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Ricky?
How are you, JR? You doing good?
I'm very well, Ricky. What's on your mind?
Oh, not much. Just, hey, do you think, I mean, we're talking about the Cowboys, Jerry Jones, and is it Jerry Jones Jr. or whomever, second in command, so to speak? Do you think that nepotism plays a role in their failures over the years? Because nobody mentioned Barry Switzer. And I know one of the guys, he kind of failed at it a little bit, but he finally got it right with Jimmy Johnson, right. Not the race car driver, the football coach. Do you think they'll have any success unless they break that chain?
Yeah, I mean, when Daddy has given – here's an even bigger example. If you want to think about ownership groups, think about the Dolan family, which is pretty much one of the first families of cable television. You have Jim Dolan, who runs the New York Knicks, and it's not that his dad ran that franchise, but he basically said, "Here, it's yours." And what have the New York Knicks done with this man? And sure, Dolan doesn't make the day-to-day decisions, but he has been a disaster when you think about what you don't want in an owner. Someone who has rabbit ears, he will spend, but he will make terrible decisions. The Madison Square Garden has been run through, you know, sexual assault cases and involving accusations, Isaiah Thomas and the hiring of Phil Jackson, even though Phil Jackson never ran a team but coached it. It's a disaster. And so there you have it at the biggest level. What happens when the quote-unquote son is in charge and doesn't do anything? Imagine being the Jones family. What is Steven going to tell Daddy? He wants the money. You know, he wants his allowance. You know, he wants his allowance.
I wouldn't go into allowance, but hey, right. Shep, just saying hi. I wouldn't call it allowance, but it kind of bleeds over into the situation with Michael Jordan's kids. Uh-oh. And it's just a family oriented thing. I'm talking about NBA family, not, you know, They're not related to one another, so to speak, but there's a lot of history there. How do you, I mean, if you're going to drop some knowledge on somebody, how would you break that up? Would you just, I'm not talking about the basketball thing, the football thing. If they're not, they're not going to be successful unless they, you know, kind of.
You can't. You have to move. It's theirs. That's the thing. It's theirs. There is no breaking it up. The only way it gets broken up is if he's removed from ownership. And, I mean, I'm sure he's done a few dastardly things, but there hasn't been anything dastardly enough to move him out the way. So there is no breaking it up.
That's not going to happen.
Yeah, everybody has to wait. Look, Jerry Jones, and this is not to put him in the grave, but he's not going to run the franchise for the next 20 years, the next 15 years. So people have to wait, and it's going to be up to him to make that decision or potentially his son to help influence him to do so. It's crazy. Thank you, Ricky, for calling from Texas. Cindy is here from Houston. You're on CBS Sports Radio, Cindy.
Hello, my man. Listen to you every night, but tonight you pulled my chain.
Oh, no. I don't first you off, have a chain? What do
first
I do?
Off, oh, sorry.
Go ahead.
I think three points. The first one is the key syllable is ex, ex-wife, ex-teammate. The next thing is he's a grown man. He can date whoever the heck he wants to. Third, why can a man have a trophy wife, but a woman can't have a boy toy?
No, so I don't disagree with that at all. I think the circumstances, I think the circumstances here are unique. There is only one Michael Jordan on Earth. There's only one Scottie Pippen. And they each only have, as far as I know, one ex-wife. Even by itself, it is just odd circumstances to date someone, whether they're the teammate, a friend, ex-teammate, next-door neighbor. It's odd to date an associate's child. It doesn't, and you're 100% correct. It's not so much about his age of consent being an adult. He is an adult. She is an adult. There's probably a 10 to 15-year age gap, and whatever the case may be, yeah, they're consenting adults. Let them do what they do. It doesn't stop there. It appears that she is going the extra mile to kind of rub it into her ex-husband. I mean, she is someone who has taken the joy, and as well as him, nobody knows. Michael Jordan's son could walk down Times Square by himself, and, you know, who would know him? Probably nobody. She has taken the extra. Why are they posing in front of a photo of Michael Jordan's jersey, a giant Michael Jordan jersey, and putting it on social media? Isn't that a little much?
So they gave the middle finger to the people.
Yeah. And no, not to the people, to Scottie Pippen.
Yes, but, you know, again, and you said it yourself, this is stuff that happens every day. You're dealing with superstars. You're getting with superstars. I get it. But still, as you also said, it's their business.
It is. And it's public business because they put it out there publicly. So I'll talk about it.
Yes. It's all dollars and cents. And like I said, toy boy. Go for it.
Yeah. Hey, Cindy, you got a boy toy?
Oh, wouldn't I love one? No, I'm a little too old for that.
Oh, I was going to stop by Houston and say, what's up?
Hey, anytime, my man, anytime.
Well, thank you, Cindy. I know you said I pulled your chain, but we'll stop there, okay?
Okay, thanks. Oh, bye-bye.
Thank you, Cindy, for calling from Houston. Yes, that would have gotten very interesting very quickly. Feel free to get some soap for your ears. Hey, Shep, you agree with what she said?
No, but she's entitled to her opinion, and I appreciate Cindy for listening every night. But to your point, JR, they did about 1,000 things just to literally try to stick it to Scottie Pippen.
Yeah.
There's no denying that.
And I don't know. You know what? Maybe Scottie Pippen in their relationship, maybe he was a complete jerk.
Wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah, I wouldn't. Maybe he was a jerk. But she is really taking a knife in there. And I guess maybe from Marcus's perspective, he's just like, Scottie Pippen done crapped on my dad, you know, for these years, especially recently in his book and his interviews. And maybe he's just like, yeah, I'm going to stab, 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 jab, jab, jab. And maybe everybody's laughing over here at Scottie. It's sad. I don't feel bad for Scottie, but I mean, damn. I can't remember anybody getting jabbed this much. Dwayne is here from California. Go ahead, Dwayne.
Wow. Yes, hello.
Yeah, you're live, Dwayne. Go ahead, please.
All right. Yes, my comment is in regards to the Dallas Cowboys, and, of course, it being Jerry Jones. Jerry Jones, of course, muffed it when he went ahead and he interrupted, of course, Jimmy Johnson's flow, and Dallas hasn't been right since. And shortly after Jimmy Johnson was let go, Michael Irvin was on a TV sports show and made a comment at that time that Jerry Jones is in the way. He interferes because he believes he can coach. Not only own, but he can coach. Well, obviously, again, that's gone full circle, and it's obvious that, yes, it is so true. Jerry Jones acts like he's the coach of the team, and really he's calling the shots, even though he, of course, has
what
a
do
coach
you,
on the team.
What do you think, Dwayne? We're up against the break. What needs to happen now? Tell me quickly.
Jerry Jones needs to do what he did to Tom Landry.
Oh.
He realized it was time that Tom Landry, of course, move along. But Jerry Jones is at that point. He needs to move along. He needs to go ahead and hire a coach and let the coach coach the team and just stay out of the way. Now, if the coach is really rocking out and doing ridiculous stuff, that's the time to interfere. But if you got a coach and he's obviously given 1,000% to make that team a winner for you as well as, of course, stand out, leave him the heck alone.
I hear that, Dwayne. From your lips to God's ears. And Cowboys fans' ears. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. The phone lines are still open, 855-212-4CBS. I'm going to get some more of your calls, and then we're going to show love to someone who's actually a winner. His name is Joe Burrow, and he's not dating nobody's ex-wife, as far as I know.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. When you're at your best, you can do great things. Working with a therapist can help you get closer to the best version of yourself. Because when you feel empowered, you're more ready for life's challenges. BetterHelp is a great therapy option. It's flexible, affordable, entirely online, and it matches you with a licensed therapist. Let therapy help empower you. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.